What's up, friend? It's your host, Amanda Smith, and welcome to the Girl Gang Podcast, the show where I chat with inspiring women about business, life's challenges, and building community because we all need it. If you need a girl gang, this podcast is for you. Let's dive in. Brittany Dawn, welcome to the Girl Gang Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to connect and talk with you.
This is the best. It is quarantine week number one. And
day five of quarantine.
Day five. I am getting so much podcasting done, as anybody can imagine. But I am so excited we're actually getting to talk and see each other for the first time, which is kind of wild. But for those of our listeners who don't know, tell us just really quick who you are and what you do.
Yeah, my name is Brittany Dawn, and I'm a Dallas-based influencer. I've been doing social media influencing for 7 years now. It's just been like a crazy up and down wild ride with my followers and subscribers, and I love it. Just learning to be, you know, a light, especially more now than ever with everything that's going on in the world, and just taking people with me on my journey.
Yeah. I love it. And did I see, you do brows too? Is that right?
I do. Yes. So I'm kind of like, I decided to dip into that about, let's see, it's been about 8 or 9 months now. Okay. I took some training courses, got certified, licensed for it, and I love doing it. It's been so fun. It's a good like outlet outside of social media. Yes. I think it's really important to have hobbies outside of work. So yeah. Unfortunately and fortunately, social media is work for me. So it's good to have, yep, you know, something else that I can do to branch out a little bit.
I totally understand that social media is like the past, especially the past couple of days being in quarantine, I'm like on my phone more than ever. And I'm like, this is so much is going on.
Yeah. It's so crazy. So crazy.
So I want to get into, you know, and I'm wondering, I imagine people are trying to be like, okay, what's her Instagram? So tell us your Instagram really quick, because I feel like people are going to pause and look you up.
Yeah, it's Real Brittany Dawn. And then I also have another one called Beat on Fit. So that's kind of just like more or less for fun and games. I hardly ever post on that one. So perfect. Engagement's just like,
and crickets. Okay, yeah. Cool. So I want to hear, I think I'm really interested, first of all, to hear about all these ups and downs, because I've only been following you for probably a year, maybe more.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to hear about that. But I love talking about people's why and why they do what they do and what is at the heart of it all, right? Like I bring women together and we host events and we do whatever, but like at the heart of it all, I want women to know that they're not alone. And that they have a place where they can belong regardless of who you are or where you come from. So I want to hear about your why.
Yeah, my why is absolutely and undoubtedly to lead women to Jesus and to help them find their voice when they're going through the fire and the flames. Like I said, you know, I've been through a lot. I've been through a lot of highs and a lot of lows. Some of my lowest lows in the public eye. And so because of that, I just really found a passion and a heart for women who are also going through similar things than, you know, on a public platform. Maybe they're going through it behind closed doors and no one knows about it. But I think it's really important to connect women and make them realize, one, that their identity and their worth is in Christ, and two, that they're never alone.
Yeah, I love that. Well, I think we have that in common for sure.
Yeah.
I love your why, and I love that it's so concise and straight to the point. And so I think what's so interesting about our audience and me personally is I come from a faith background. I am a believer in Christ, and I have worked in churches. We have like led worship, and my husband was a pastor and all of the things. And then I started this business in the public eye, kind of like you were saying, and that's not our audience, you know, or not really, not specifically. Mm-hmm. There's definitely people in our community that come from all different backgrounds. And so, you know, to those people maybe listening right now who are thinking like, well, does this really apply to me? Like, should I keep listening? Not that they wouldn't, because you're incredible, but I want to kind of speak to that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll give you a little backstory on me.
I love it.
2 years ago, I was not this person. I was very much so someone who had a very successful business online. It was so successful that I had to quit my 2 jobs and drop out of college to run it full time. Hired a team around me, was very blessed in every aspect, and just had to really grow up really fast. With all of that, I got caught up in the career, the money, the influence, the social media status, my followers, how many likes I was getting. I got caught up in all the worldly things that you could possibly list. And last year in 2019, it all came crashing down in a matter of about 24 hours. And I won't go crazy into that, but I'll definitely dip into it. There was a YouTuber who confronted me at an expo to basically confront me and pull a skit on me. I didn't realize who he was because he was in disguise. At this Fit Expo, when he confronted me, I remained silent and I didn't say anything. My dad has always taught me, you know, like, it's better to listen before you speak.
Yeah.
And I've always had that instilled in me. And so I'm very much so that person behind closed doors or in public. I listen twice as much as I speak because sometimes it takes me a minute to process things. Mm-hmm. Well, when this happened, they basically made it look like the reason I didn't say anything was because I was guilty. And, yeah, it went viral about 5 or 6 days after it happened, and the media picked up on it. So like Good Morning America, ABC, NBC, I had TMZ in my inbox, basically any major news network you can imagine was emailing me trying to get an exclusive story watching Good Morning America. And so I believed, like, okay, this is a fair platform to share my story. They're really going to help me get the truth about this out there. And they flew in their camera crew. It was like 10 o'clock at night. I literally had half an hour to even mentally prepare myself for this big interview. Went through it, felt really good, really confident. And I remember getting in my car that night after the interview and thinking, okay, this is going to help get the truth out there, what's really going on. And I remember watching it the next morning and I was just crushed, diced it around. And basically put it out for the world to see and made me out to be a monster. So because of that, I mean, I'm sure you've experienced it watching other people, but cancel culture is real. And so basically at that point, anything that I said or did was held against me and used against me. I lost everything in a matter of 24 hours. My career, my sponsors, my loyal followers suddenly hated me. I was dealing with not just tens or hundreds, but thousands upon thousands of hate comments. There were death threats. My manager at the time sheltered me from that, but I had upwards of 50 death threats in Dallas.
Oh my gosh.
Alone. I was scared to leave my house for 3 weeks, wouldn't go out to get groceries, even everything. I had to get delivered. It was just a really bad time. And for a while I lost faith in humanity, but through all of that, through all the refining and the fire and the darkest time of my life, the Lord really did a beautiful work. And there was a moment where I actually wanted to completely change my identity, delete my social media. As wild as that says, it sounds, people would look at my platforms and be like, there was no way you were going to delete that. Oh yes, there was. I had my finger on that trigger. I was ready to pull it. I was ready to delete all my Instagrams, my YouTube channel, and just, go silent and just try to be me, you know, without all the public scrutiny. But through all of that, the Lord, you know, reminded me over and over again, I'm going to use this story, but this time it's going to be for my glory. Mm. And so that's what I've been clinging to. He's done a beautiful work in my life, but he stripped me of a lot of things. And through that, I found him. He was the only thing I had left. And that was the only thing I realized I needed to begin with.
Wow. And I can't remember, do you have kids?
I don't. No, I have 2 puppies.
That's right. Okay.
Yep.
Wow. That is buck wild.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year. And you know, like that's just the Cliff Notes version of it. I have been told many times I could write a book over just my past year alone, and I absolutely could, but you know, that's with time. So
sure. Maybe later.
Yeah.
Maybe not right now. Oh man.
This week we are supported by Smart Sweets. That's right. If you go to smartsweets.com, you can use code AmandasInDallas for free shipping on purchases over $30. And let me tell you, it is easy to get to $30. $30 is like, let me set you up with the candy that you need for the month. We are in quarantine, guys, and so this is a time where some of us are either snacking more than normal, or if you're like me, you are working and kind of forgetting, oh, it's like 2:30. I should probably eat lunch. But Smart Sweets is a female-founded company that created candy that you love without the sugar and the bad stuff. How amazing is that? Every package has 3 grams of carbs. I know, like for real. And you guys, I have tried every single flavor and product of theirs. And here is what I love. Here are my favorites. I love the gummy bears. Though, I mean, that's just a go-to. Everybody likes gummy bears. I love their sweet fish. Those are probably my number one favorite. Those are the ones I get the most. Also, those are the ones that are usually available the most at my local Target. And then I love their peach rings. But, or whatever they call them, peach rings, yeah. But the newest thing they came out with, you guys, which is super exciting, is their smart chews. And these are like your favorite square chew type of candy that we all love, but obviously not the calories and the sugar that you experience with the other candy. So you can go to Smart Sweets is their Instagram handle, but you can use code AmandasInDallas for free shipping off of orders $30 or more, and go to Smart Sweets. Just Google it or smartsweets.com. We are supported by BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com is online secure counseling services that you can take advantage of right from their handy dandy app. I've been using BetterHelp for the last several months. I went on there, I took a quick quiz about who I am and my personality. They matched me to the best fit counselor for me. And then we got started. You can message your counselor in the app portal. You can journal. They can give you activities and kind of homework or assignments so that you can work through the things that you are dealing with. And when you use code GIRLGANG, you can get 10% off. So betterhelp.com/GIRLGANG for more information. This week we are supported by Greetable. And let me just tell you how to spell that really quick. Greetable. Look them up on Insta. They have the cutest stuff. Here's what it is. Greetable is an online gifting company that makes it easy for you to send unique gifts to the people in your life that you love. So, my favorite thing about Greetable is that you can personalize every gift to whoever you're going to give it to. For example, had a friend move into a new house. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've never given a gift to someone for buying their first house. Because wouldn't that be nice? You know, I would love, personally, whenever we get to buy a house, I would love that. If someone sent me flowers, that's fun. I love flowers. If someone sent me a new thing for my kitchen, that's cool. But something personal to me, I would feel like the most special little princess in the world. Anyway, here's what you do. You select the design, you add your own message, a few photos, and they have all of these cute little templates that you can choose from to make it super cute and to make it cute for you, have a fun experience, but also you know your friend or your family member or whoever, your coworker, you know probably what they would like, so you can pick what they want. Also, once you do that, Greetable is going to hand package it and send it off. They have the most fun little gifts that you can pick, like the champagne gummy bears, which I personally always love to add those. They also have these cute little copper mule mugs, but they are like little mini ones, and I would die if I had some of those. I am obsessed with them. It makes it so easy now too as a business owner. if I want to send a client a gift for happy business anniversary or happy wedding anniversary or happy birthday, Merry Christmas, I don't know, happy Kwanzaa, whatever they celebrate, I can go on Greetable and find something for like $12, $15, $25, whatever I want to do. It's crazy affordable. So here we go. You can use code GIRLGANG for 20% off your order at checkout. All one word, GIRLGANG for 20% off. And right now, we're kind of getting towards the season of Mother's Day. And think about your mom or your grandma or another friend's mom that's basically your second mom. And can you get them a sweet little gift this year? I think that would be so fantastic. This year, their whole theme is you can't ever repay your mom for what she's done for you, but you can thank her. So go check it out. Love Greetable so much. That's GIRETABLE. And check them out on Instagram. They have the cutest content ever.
I think this fits perfectly into the other thing I was going to, you know, pick your brain about here. And that is being on social media. And obviously a lot of our listeners are mainly business owners, or they have a side hustle or a side project even that they would want to turn into a business. I think showing up online authentically and not just in a buzzword way, but really, truly showing up online, being vulnerable, pulling back the curtain a little bit, and sharing those moments with your followers is scary and is hard. And I think you probably more than anybody can probably attest to
you know,
the benefit of doing that, and then really how you've built back up since then. So let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when I was going through everything, like I said, I kind of retreated for a little bit because I needed that time to process, okay, what is really happening in my life? What is, you know, I had lost my job. I mean, for what it felt like at the time, everything just went down the drain. And when you go through a season like that, where, you know, you've worked 6 years to build this business and all of a sudden it tanks, that's a hard pill to swallow. So I had to retreat for a little bit, but then when I started really coming out with just how I was feeling, my heart, you know, showing the side of like the internet bullying and trolling, that's a real thing. And that's another thing that I became very passionate about through it all, because there's a lot of people out there that feel the need to give their unbiased opinion about your life when they have no idea who you are and they've never met you. And so I became very passionate about that and started advocating for that in any way that I could, sharing my stories that, you know, were really hard to share. Like, there have been many a times where I've written a caption about something that's gone on in my life, and I sit there and I hold my finger on that post button. You know, I'm like, do I really want to post this? Do I really want to post this? And then the minute I do, I'm like, wow, like, you too. And I just get swarms of women saying, that's me. Like, I'm going through that exact thing, or I know where you've been before because I've been there too. And that just really helps it helped me like really get my faith in humanity back. Because there was a season where I didn't trust people. I didn't want to let anyone in because I had been so hurt and shut off by the world. And so I think it's really important to show up and be vulnerable as a business owner, especially. No one is inspired by perfection. No one is inspired by that. Maybe 5 years ago, but it's just the time for that has passed. And no one is inspired by that. And even on Instagram, you can see the tide turning. People mm-hmm. are showing their true colors, who they are, like without makeup. They're showing, mm-hmm. I love, you know, and this isn't the industry I'm in, but I love like the body positivity industry mm-hmm. because there's women showing up with their stretch marks and, you know, their skin imperfections. And it's so beautiful because that's who they are. Like that mm-hmm. is who God created them to be. And so I think there's beauty in being vulnerable and transparent, no matter what you're going through, whether you're having a great day and you're, you know, you just had a breakdown at the grocery store in your car, or you're just going through a really rough season and you just need someone to like help you. Yeah. There's a beautiful community for that to be found on Instagram. And it took me a long time to realize that, but I finally found it.
Mm-hmm. And who knew, right?
Like, yeah.
That would be running through like, my head all the time.
And it's just like, you know, like when you're going through that, it's very easy. The enemy likes to isolate us. That's how the enemy gets a foothold on us. Mm-hmm. And so when I was going through everything, I did that. I isolated myself even from my family. I didn't mm-hmm. want anyone around me because I just wanted to be alone. Mm-hmm. And that hurt me worse than the letting people in mm-hmm. and opening up online and sharing what I was going through. And then, you know, like I said, the second I started doing that, it was like, oh, you too. Like, you know what, you know what I'm going through. Okay. Like, let's talk, let's like be friends about this. So it just really helps. Yeah. Just like, it helps you heal in the craziest ways that you would never imagine.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's so wild. What would you say to people who are probably afraid to share their story or mm-hmm. to pull back the curtain a little bit or to start to show up online and do it honestly, right? Yeah. I think some people are like, oh, I need to be more authentic so I can have more followers and so I can, you know, sell more, whatever. But, yeah. So kind of twofold, what would you say to those people who are scared too? And how do we do that with the right intention?
Yeah, that's so good. I actually just had this conversation with one of my mentors. He's a pastor. He's a worship leader. And he reminded me, you know, I actually got asked to speak at conferences later this year, depending on what happens with this coronavirus. But I was talking to him and I'm like, I just don't feel equipped. Like, I don't feel like I'm meant to be up on that stage. And he said, look, you're not looking to impact hundreds of people or thousands of people. You're going after the one. Mm-hmm. Just like Jesus left the 99 for the one, that's what you're doing. And so I would say to anyone that, you know, is scared their story isn't going to help hundreds of people or they're not going to get enough likes on it or enough followers from it, like just go after the one. Your story is going to resonate with one woman, one man out there. It's going to resonate with someone. And that's the heart that you need to be there for. That's what God did. And He's giving you that story for that reason. And I think when you really just kind of break it down to that, it makes it a lot easier to open up and be vulnerable.
Yeah. And then what about being like trying to show up authentically with good mm-hmm. intentions?
Yeah, that's hard. I think it's easy to see true colors online. Mm-hmm. I think it's really easy to read a caption and know if someone's being authentic and vulnerable, or if they're just really trying to like do it for the wrong reasons. Mm. All of my stories that I've shared, incredibly difficult for me to open up and share. Those are things that like I told, you know, I can count on one hand that many people. And so I think you can definitely hear that through the way that I word things like, this is really hard for me to open up about, but here's my word vomit. And I hope this helps you. So I think, you know, being vulnerable, just be yourself. Like, don't try to be anyone else but who God created you to be. And whatever story He gave you, like, run with that because that's the one right. that's super important.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So right now with the virus, and hopefully I'm looking at our calendar, I think this will come out probably while we're still in quarantine, but is there a way that you are having to pivot right now in yeah. business as an influencer, things like that? Obviously doing brows is kind of out of the question right now.
Yeah, it so really
how are
is.
You pivoting? Yeah.
Yeah. So I actually had, a whole like slew of things planned for 2020 and it's really been like a week of reflecting and trying to see what God's doing in all of it. I had retreats planned, like women's retreats, beginning in May and then in June. And I just 2 weeks ago got asked to speak at 16 conferences for a church. So across the entire nation, and I was ready to pack my bags and go on this tour. So all of that has been put on halt. So I'm kind of just like, all right, God, like, what are we doing here? Like, how are you going to use me? Because I was very confident that that was where he wanted me. But I think in all this, he's placing a forced stillness on society.
Absolutely.
And it's a beautiful thing. You know, I was talking to someone the other day, and it's like he's stripping the world of idols. Sports have been put on halt. Stock market's crashing. Careers are being placed on pause. Like, there's so many things that are happening in our world that are forcing people to really step back and look at what matters in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think God's going to do a beautiful work in that. And I know he's doing it in me too, because I was ready to, you know, I was ready to go full speed ahead and full throttle with everything that God had laid out for me for 2020. He definitely and absolutely called me into speaking, and I am not doing that now. I mean, I am, but you know, none of us know when or where, because we don't know how long this thing is going to last. Yeah. So I think it's been a beautiful thing, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, I don't know what my pivot looks like, because I thought I was very confident in where God was taking me. And now I don't know. So
you are ready for, you were ready for a pivot in the first place, and now you have to shift again. So I
get that. Which is okay. You know, as a business owner, and I'm sure, you know, like, as an entrepreneur in any way, shape or form, you have to be ready to pivot at any given time. And I think that's what makes it so exciting, is you're like, all right, curveball, here we go. Like, you're ready to jump on the ball and do what's next and what you need to do.
Yeah. What do you think is a good, I don't even know if there's something we can offer right now, but I think influencers are a little like, what do I do? You know, do I continue to try to talk to partners and companies, and do I still, you know, pitch our services or pitch myself to them to be a partner or to get this collaboration or paid partnership? What do you think that looks like right now?
You know, it's, I just listened to Jordan Lee Dooley this morning talk about
her.
I do too. She's an amazing woman. And she had a really good point. She said, you know, more now than ever, people are going to be online. And, you know, this is literally, quite literally, the only way we are connecting anymore, which is kind of terrifying when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a way to, you know, it all comes back to being authentic. There's things that that are in our world for influencers that people are still going to need, like food and housing items. And so it's really difficult, because I feel like there's a fine line, you know, you don't want to be pushing, you know, like, I don't know.
I feel like I'm sale. So,
yeah. When you can't even go to Nordstrom's and shop, like, I think there's definitely things that, you know, you just have to be aware. I think it's really more now than ever going to be easy to come off as insensitive.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking that.
Yeah. If you're pushing, you know, a clothing sale, like, I'm sorry, but people don't care about that right now. Like, we can't even leave our house to get dressed up cute. You know, like, let's just be honest. We're trying to, like, I hate saying it, but we're all in survival mode right now.
Right.
And it's wild. It's wild to think that, because just 3 weeks ago, everything was great and dandy. So I think we have to just be, as influencers, very mindful of what we decide to promote. I know for me, I do come from a fitness background. And so I've been getting asked from my followers about home workouts. So, you know, that's a really good example. If a company approached me and asked me, hey, would you want to connect and, you know, collaborate for this home program that we offer? Yeah, great. I would do that, because that is 100% what people are needing right now. But if someone came to me for, you know, hi, we have this huge clothing sale and we're dropping a new spring line, I'd probably be like,
no,
you know, no thanks. I can't even get dressed up cute for my birthday week this week. So it's like, you know, you just have to be,
You're the third person I've heard that, like, it's their birthday this week. And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I know. It's wild. Like, I don't really know what to do. Like, I had this whole birthday week planned out and none of it has happened. So I'm just like, well, postpone till August. Like,
oh my gosh,
I don't know,
I know
what to do. It's so weird. But, you know, that's just makes me feel, and it's just this how I'm wired. It almost makes me feel selfish even, like, complaining about that. So
no.
I'm just like, it is what it is. Like, we're going to celebrate. It's just postponed.
Yeah, for sure. Oh man, I know. I think it's one of my friend's 30th birthday tomorrow.
Oh my
and
gosh,
so like no. They won and yeah. It's all canceled. Like they were gonna go out of town with her girlfriends, and I was like, oh my gosh, girl, I'm so sorry.
I am so sorry. Yeah, I turned 29 on Sunday. So I'm just like, well, at least it's not my 30th. So I feel for her. Like, she's just going to have a big celebration when all this is said and done.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, this has been so fun. So tell, like, what's ahead for you? I mean, obviously, everything is kind of paused right now. But I can even see you doing, like, recording some of the material that you were going to speak on and doing it on IGTV, or, you know, maybe little like clips and bits of it, or like a devotional, I don't know. But what's coming up for you, or what could we be looking out for?
Yeah. So I do also run She Lives Freed, which is an Instagram page for women. It's just like a Christ community of women coming together and just pursuing the Lord. And so I am creating a podcast for that. With my girlfriend Allie, and she lives in LA. So we're just like, well, shoot, I literally had flights booked to LA to go out there and film for 3 days straight, record a podcast. And that's not happening now. So I'm not sure what that looks like, but that is in the works, regardless. And then, like I said, we'll be doing women's retreats, and I'll be traveling at some point this year to do conferences and to speak and for the first time share my testimony. So I'm just really excited. Yeah, I'm really excited to see what the Lord does with it. I know he's working through everything and through all of this, even though, you know, it may not seem like it, he has his hand on all of it. So even though things are on pause right now, I know that something exciting and beautiful is in store.
Yeah, it's wild. Well, Brittany, this has been so much fun. I hope that I can like actually see you and hug you soon.
I know. Sooner than later when we're not in quarantine.
I know. I saw something today that's like April 29th is when it's been extended to, that we're supposed to be shut down. I don't know. So.
Oh my word. I mean, I've heard, and that's the thing, is there's so much information being thrown around. I've heard April 29th, and then just the other day I heard this could go on till August. I'm like, August? Like what?
I'm sorry?
You're taking my whole summer from me? That's not okay. Like,
no.
I'm going to put my foot down now.
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah. Well, okay. Tell us one more time where we can find you online, Instagram, website, or whatever you have going on.
Yeah, my Instagram is RealBrittanyDawn. My website is Brittany-Dawn.com, and my YouTube channel is Brittany Dawn as well.
Amazing. So cool.
Yeah.
This was so fun. Thank you so much for showing up online and recording with us for the Girl Gang podcast. And we hope to talk to you again soon.
Yes. Thank you for having me.